Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Planetary Light Meditation 4. And we are tagging along to the other Planetary Light Meditations plus the Kenji Nation support call, which is still free, and the special planetary transmission. We are building the energies for you during this shift time. Okay, so a little brief overview for you folks. You want to invite your pets. We are still moving through the null zone, as the Hathors have termed it. And we are co-creating our new reality, aren't we, folks? How you want to live in the new world. Now, how long this lockdown will be is anybody's guess. We may have in our near future further lockdown, so be prepared just in case. You know who they are. Yeah, they're trying to do all crazy things, but we rise above all of that, right? We rise above all the fake news. Okay. And as usual, perfect time to go more within and to strengthen our connection with our soul purpose. We're going to continue to build the strength and focus of what we want to create in the new earth. The new earth can be here or in another new earth in a parallel reality. All right, so today we're going to help with releasing attachments to the many perspectives about what this change is about so that we can remain clear and focused with our soul's intention for our new life. I feel the keynote is trust. So let's call in our galactic brothers and sisters and begin to naturally align with the earth changes of Gaia. And as usual, these calls are spontaneously presented according to the nature of the group and what you're ready to receive. And the more open you are, the more that can come through. So let's ask the question, what do you want to experience today? What is it that you're ready for to experience consciously and unconsciously? What does your body want from today? Tune into your body. Tune into your guardian angel as you activate the four pillars of light. Those are angelic pillars of light that create for you and your home a very sacred space. So, if you haven't activated your pillars of light, do so right now in the four corners of your home or in the four directions. Ask for it to be placed 24/7. Also, take these pillars of light with you whenever you go out into the world. Surround your car with these pillars of light for safety. Now, those of you that may be experiencing some feet discomfort or swelling in your feet or just like a lot of energy in your feet, even achiness, let's open up completely the feet chakras and release the energies that you have taken on from what's going on in the planet. Just let it go. Let go of the chaos. Let go of the confusion. Let go of the fear that's been perpetrated across the globe regarding this so-called virus that's going around. Remember, it's not a disease. It's a virus. Your body has a natural ability to work with this virus to build immunity. Your immune system, your thymus, and your digestive system and your spleen are very important now. Therapeutic mushrooms are very good for building the immune system. Astragalus herb. Keep your pH levels in an alkaline state. Lemon water. Raw organic apple cider vinegar. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Continue to relax the body. Continue to let go of the built-up energy in your feet. Open up completely your feet chakras and the Earth Star chakra that is even below your feet. Take off shoes. Actually, let go of the energies around your ankles as well. And that'll help your calves. Just drain it into the earth. The beautiful earth will take it and recycle it for you. All right, you're going to protect your solar plexus chakra. That is a chakra that takes in the chaos and fear that's upon the planet. Let go of all energies that are not yours. Let go of the fear from all those that you know, from your family members. We're going to ask your pets to also release any fears that they have taken on. Have them take a deep breath or two or three. Or a big sigh. Or a bark. Or a woof. We're going to work with Metatron's Cube again. Recalling in the Kumaras from Venus. Sunakumara. The Archangel Metatron. You're going to call in the Violet Light. And certain Archangelic Presences that you naturally work with. We're calling in the Brotherhood of Light, the Sisterhood of Light, Sacred Heart of Gaia, always Essence of the Great Central Sun, Alpha and Omega. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to move into a very relaxed and peaceful state. Relaxing the fingers, the toes, the calves, forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelid muscles. Relaxing your shoulders. We're going to do some planetary good work, as always, to help your immediate environment, your location, as well as the planetary grid of the Earth. And you're going to remain detached from the collective astral plane. Very important. Ask your guardian angel to stand by you. Call forth your inner child to receive the healing that it is ready to receive. All right, let's focus on the breath. Very important. We're going to recalibrate your breathing pattern so that your lungs take in more divine prana and divine light. So those of you that are lung breathers, we're going to show you how to belly breathe, which is more the correct way to breathe. So breathe in gently into the solar plexus, the stomach area, and then bring that energy up into the diaphragm and lungs, all the way up to the very top portion of your lungs. And then slowly exhale out through the mouth from your lungs, diaphragm, and then belly. As if you're pushing your stomach muscles towards your spine. Do it again. Breathe into the belly, up into the diaphragm, deep into the lungs. And as you do this, hold the thought that you are releasing congestion in the lungs. Letting go through the mouth. Those of you that breathe through your mouth, refocus and take the light and the prana in through the nose. The nose is your filter. Now, call forth the presence of Metatron's cube, sacred geometry, to be placed around your physical body and around and in your energy field and all of your light bodies, surrounding you 360 degrees, below you, above you, all around you, vertically, horizontally, and diagonally. Feel that being anchored into the earth. Now invoke the violet light to begin a deep cleansing of your home, the land below your home, into the grid system that is a part of your home and your neighborhood. A pure divine violet, transmutation, allow it to clear out all old energy from your home, also from the occupants that have been in your home before, anybody that has resided in the home that you're at before. We're going to clear away all that old energy. That will include any energies from the builders of that home and the original owners of the home, apartment, condo, wherever you are living. Let that old energy just go into the earth to be recycled, the cosmic recycling center of Gaia. All right, some of you may have mold. We're going to ask this light, work with the mold energy to release it physically and energetically from your home. Mold, mildew. And we're going to ask divine protection for any smart meters that cannot be replaced in your dwelling. And divine protection against 5G network and Wi-Fi. And those of you that are still experiencing chemtrails in your state. And any smart appliances, technology in your home, divine protection. See all of that surrounded by the golden light. And allow your body to release any buildup of this toxicity that may have affected your nervous system. Your endocrine system, especially your pineal, your adrenal glands, your kidneys, and your liver. Ground deeply with Gaia. Really anchor the feet magnetically with the magnetic grid of the earth. We're going to work with the water element today in helping your emotional body to heal and to become more balanced. So you're going to draw in from the earth into the feet chakras, the pure water element of Gaia, working with your emotional body and your magnetic field. Whatever emotional distress you may be experiencing, just allow it to be without any judgment. Allow it to pass through your system. Open up your mental body and begin to release the concerns and the fears about your future, about money, about job and career, paying rent, paying your bills, your credit cards, your loans, your debt. Let's call in the money angels to help support you with creating beautiful, prosperous financial flow by whatever means, from your innate creativity. Now is the time to really tap into your creativity and begin to do those projects that you've dreamed about for the last 10 years. So feel and imagine and visualize a clear and perfect channel from your soul's creativity into and through your body, allowing any resistance and any blockages to simply fall away. Those of you that are concerned in any kind of way of getting a virus and dying from it or becoming very ill, let's breathe into that thought form, that belief, Bring it forward from the mind. And begin to observe where that comes from. Is it yours? Is it from propaganda and fake news? From your parents? From your lightworker friends? From the media? From doctors? Bring forth from the mind any need to protect yourself from this so-called disease, which is a virus. Feel where that's coming from. What is the origin of that thought? And what are the emotions that are accompanying that thought? Where has it affected your physical body? Your solar plexus? Your chest? Your brain? Where have you given away your power? Where are you struggling with all of this? Some of you are experiencing what we call PTSD. Or the aftermath of this lockdown. Breathe into that. Breathe into the solar plexus and begin to release it. It is not necessary. And those of you that have parents that perhaps are in a rest home or in a situation where they have to be taken care of, release the attachment from the mind. Release the worry about them. Allow them to stand in their own light and power to make conscious decisions about their life. Allow them to be free. Now, bring forth any past life memories that are having to do with this current world situation. And see how those memories are connected to your current fears. Let go of the emotional attachment to the memories. Allow those experiences to complete themselves in divine right timing through your empowerment. Take a deep breath. Okay, let's shift focus. Completely detach yourself from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, from the fear of the world. from your intellect, your logic. And allow awareness to move through this beautiful golden arc of light into Metatron's cube, into the power of sacred geometry, knowing that you're not your body. Going to rise above all the chaos into the quantum. Merging awareness with your I Am presence, with the essence of the central sun, with prime source energy, with the angelic realms, with the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light, the Galactic Council, your light team, your Council of Light, now we're going to call in those above the fifth dimension, the seventh dimension. We're going to call in that vibration that works with the planetary grid system. And move into a space of complete receptivity to receive instructions on how you from that realm can assist in the cleansing of the grid of the earth. Hold the thought that you are a clear and perfect channel to help stabilize and clear and empower the grid system of the earth with the ley lines, with the pyramidal structures of the earth, the sacred mountains, sacred sites upon the earth, as they are beginning to be activated back to their original vibration. And the crystals, the sacred stones upon the earth, within the earth, as they are coming alive once again to bring forth their original power for the earth and humanity. And from this place within the oneness, you're going to see how humanity fell into a deep sleep, into the darkness, into the veiling. How religion got trapped. How politics and medicine and education became manipulated. You're going to view this from the oneness in complete objectivity and neutrality. You're going to see those souls that are in suffering, in victimhood, in despair, in complete fear and denial. You're going to ask Source Energy how you can assist in freeing all of this up, how you can be a clear and perfect channel for the ascension of humanity and the earth. While keeping your full power in harmony and balance. Envision in your divine mind how you want the world to be. And your role in the world, your purpose. Envision that divine light streaming into the atmosphere of the earth, into the chakra system of the earth, the ley lines. Feel the power of the Sacred Heart of Gaia radiating its compassion into the world, into every country, into every government, into all of the so-called world leaders, those behind the scenes. Becoming aware of the agenda that has been placed upon the planet in secrecy. And now shift your perspective and tune into the divine plan. Tune into what is possible. Collectively, let us ask for divine intervention. For planet Earth, for humanity. For all those that care about the Earth and humanity. That the will of God be manifest upon the Earth within the hearts of every individualized consciousness upon the Earth. That the will and love and wisdom of God be activated within each individual consciousness upon the earth, including the animal kingdom, including inner earth, including the elementals, the nature spirits, the Elohim, the seraphim, cherubims, the fairy kingdom, see the love of God streaming directly into the core of each person upon the planet, into the heart and soul of each being upon the planet. Envision the awakening energy streaming into the minds of each being on the planet. And envision the healing power of the great central sun streaming forth into the bodies, the physical bodies of each being upon the planet, including yourself. And let's allow for some moments of silence for you to receive your divine messages for the day from your Galactic Council. Breathe deeply into your physical body to integrate. Now, each of you will be giving a sacred symbol. Take a deep breath and receive. And use this symbol to help with the healing, not only of yourself, but in others and the planet. It is a divine tool. It is like an activator. So receive this symbol deep into the heart. Become it. Feel it. Be it. Become it. Express it. Now there are healing angels about you. Ask these healing angels to go to anyone that you know that's in a predicament or in a place of uncertainty and doubt. Now bring in some more light into your home from the sacred heart of the earth through your feet. Illuminate your home. Allow this light to be infused into the walls of your home, into the windows, into the roof, the basement, the flooring, the doors. All of your appliances, your furniture, your sacred objects. Now move awareness into the doorway within the heart and see the doorway beginning to open. And in this opening, you will see a vision of your next step and where you are to be. Feel those possibilities. Your doorway is open. Breathe in, trust. Breathe in the knowing that you are completely supported and that God has your back. Move into the unknown. Trust it. And decide. From deep within your heart, that you're going to keep moving forward through this shift into the great unknown, trusting in every step that you are on the right path, and that you will not fail, that you only can succeed and be prosperous . Now feel into the possibilities of change . Feel into your next step And we're going to ask your inner child to release all doubt, fears, and phobia about moving forward. And we're going to ask your inner child to let go of everything that has not worked for it before and to move into its greater possibilities, knowing that your inner child is now safe to be in the world, to express in the world, to be outrageous, to be creative, to be spontaneous, to laugh, to cry, to sing, to fly. Allow your child to be free. Now begin to integrate this seventh dimensional energies into the brain, right into the very center of the brain, into the third ventricle. Take a slow deep breath. Keep your focus in the very center of your brain. Feel the ignition of the power that is inherent within your crystal palace, within your cerebral spinal fluid. Now allow the spine of your physical body to feel this empowerment in the channels within the spine, allowing your original 8 cells at the bottom of your spine to readjust, to reset, to harmonize with these changes. Allow the power of resurrection to activate like the rising of the phoenix from the ashes of time and space. Like the butterfly that is emerging from its cocoon. Now, take in the power of peace. And breathe it through your nervous system. Breathe it through your vagus nerve system. Breathe it into your endocrine system, especially your thyroid, your thymus, and your solar plexus, and your reproductive organs. And your kidneys, adrenal glands. Allow your presence to completely align with the earth changes. With the divine plan. Now let's move awareness into the feet chakras. Again, continue to release any energies that you have picked up from the earth and humanity. Let it go out of your feet. Back into the earth. Let go of the congestion in the feet. Allow Allow your bones, all of your joints, to release the pain. From the knees, from the ankles, from your wrists, your elbows, your shoulder joints, your hips, your cranial bones, your jaw, your nose, your pubic bone, and your spinal column. Let it drain away back to source, into the earth. Now reset your grounding with the ascension process through your feet. Just take a deep breath all the way through the body. Allow a natural integration of these seven dimensional energies while completely remaining 24/7 detached from the collective astral plane. Allow the power of Metatron's cube to work for the next week, especially in your dream time. Allow the support of the Kumaras from Venus. Continue to receive the support from the violet light, from the Galactic Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. So let's give thanks and our gratitude for all assistance that is being given from the realms of light and love. Thank your inner child for participating. Thanking your guardian angel and your council of light. Continue to receive the cleansing for your home, your neighborhood, the grid system of your environment. Remembering to keep your solar plexus strong, your immune system strong, and give yourself permission to stand in your own intuitive knowing and power. And the continual blessings and prosperity and abundance that's being given unto thee. We thank you for your service to humankind and the planet. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Now gently come back to your physical body and the room. Settling in. We ask that your pets continue to receive the blessings. And your ancestors and family members as well. Now feel the space around your body. Feel the flow of peace through your spinal column and your nervous system. Allow the joy now to activate to its highest levels in this lifetime. Allow the joy to be your natural state of expression from this point forward. In spite of what is occurring upon the planet. Just breathe deeply through the body, feeling that peace moving through each and every organ in your body. Especially your kidneys, adrenal glands, liver, gallbladder, stomach, reproductive organs, and your lungs. Remember the 23rd Psalms. Meditate with Meditron's Cube. Remembering to stay neutral with all worldly events. Keeping that objective third eye perspective with all world events. And in your dream time, you will receive messages and insights and visitations. And blessings. So when you're ready, come fully back into physical reality, holding that seventh dimensional vibration in your field, your brain, your heart. Continue to stay grounded with the earth. Remembering to drink water. Stay focused when driving. Remember the four pillars of light. Until next time, blessings to each one of you. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you for all the love and support. Trust. Blessings from Asheville.